Okay, Rabbi Osef, I'd like to do with you today is basically the end of Siman Sadivav. There are a number of important and interesting dinim, and we'll also talk about some halacha lamaisa cases to the best of our abilities. If Beis discusses what we mentioned, that according to Avinu Yechiel, the Shuman Betzolim creation, our Tamcha, is not necessarily considered Dover Charif. However, the Mechaber paskins at these things, and Peres Chamutzim, Peres Chamutzim is found in the Archa Yisrayim, Peres Chamutzim, Dagim Meluchim, are considered Charif, and it says in the Mechaber that Shaveh to Chatach Bo'tzenon, and it has the same din as if you cut, Tzenon. The Shach notes that this is not true of all, let's say, Dogim Meluchim. It's only true of Dogim, which are Meluchim Harbe, like herring or something. Only in those cases is it Mamish going to be a Dover Charif, but short of that, it is not considered a Dover Charif. The Achrenim over here point out from the Torah's Chatos that Peros, like tapuchim chamutzim. I think it means like what we used to call as kids crab apples or something. So that might not be considered a real davar charif, and that's found in the Ramah in Se'if Dalid as well. Okay, not all that exciting. The more exciting part that comes up over here is the Gemara, the end of Ketan Mevarchim, speaks about Humlosa de Asa mi Bei Hindui, which is some sort of maichel that contains ginger, and they have honey in it as well, and it comes from India. This Humlosa de Asa mi Bei Hindui, so the din is that it's kosher. It's kosher to eat. The shaila is, why is it kosher to eat? Isn't ginger a davar charif? And if ginger is a davar charif, so you have to be worried that they are going to cut it with a treif knife, and it's going to be treif. So the Rishonim basically explain that since the himlasa has some honey that's mixed into it, if you would use a treif knife combined with the honey, that will mess up the entire flavor of the himlasa. Himlasa only has a good flavor if you are not using a treif knife. And this is what leads the Rishonim to their assumption that you are using a kosher knife, presumably, which is the Mechaber's basic shita here. However, this would imply, as the Shach says, that were you to know that the knife is treif, so then you have no heter to eat the stuff with ginger. That is the shita of the Mechaber, as understood by the Shach. The Shach himself disagrees. And the Shach quotes from the Sefer Issur V'Heter that ginger might not be a davar charif. Now this is kind of crazy when you think about it, no? Did you ever eat plain ginger? Plain ginger is exceedingly charif, no?
Yeah, it's tart.
It's like ginger, I would put like in the charein category almost, right? I don't think you'll make, charein has like this koach to make you cry. I don't know exactly why, but I think ginger is much more charif. So, I'm not really sure exactly how to be miyashiv, the sefer Issur V'Heter, who's assumed that ginger might not be charif unless you take like a very formal type of approach that only the things mentioned in the Gemara are considered charif. But as we noted from the Prima Godim, that's ma'od lo mistaber. Nonetheless, the maskana of the Shach, the way we have the Shach, seems to be that ginger might not be charif, especially if the ginger is yavish. And who hadin, the Shach adds that any food that is yavish is not called charif. That would be unbelievable. One of the more common shilas that comes up is, let's say I have onion powder, garlic powder that spills on the counter, no? And then, or whatever, I mean, create a case of like powder, spices. So according to the Shach, that's not going to be a problem because it is a davar charif, that's yavish. Now, when I say according to the Shach, what I mean is the pashtus in the Shach. The Prima Godim comes and he's nasiv divrei hashach with kavana acheres. The Prima Godim in Sifsei Das Yudzayin basically says it can't be that a davar charif yavish doesn't have the din of charif. Haraya in the next se'if, we talk about tavlin or melach, which is nidoch in a meducha, and over there, obviously, what type of spices are you grinding? It's probably spices that are dry. The Shachan Sifkatin Yates speaks about pilpulin that might make the grinder fleshik, etc. Obviously, this stuff is dry. So it comes along the Prima Godim and he interprets that the Shach means. He interprets that what the Shach means is that the Isser v'Heter understands that dry things are not a problem. But the Shach himself, paskens l'halacha, that dry things are a problem. That's the kavana of the Prima Godim. Now, what this means is that according to the Prima Godim, there's really no kula of Dover Charif Yavesh, and the Chavistas paskens this way lahalacha. So someone was like turning to the Chavistas paskens this way lahalacha, that Dover Charif Yavesh has a full din of a Dover Charif. The Raya again from Se'if Gimel. Now, how would the Shach learn Se'if Gimel? The Cha'ora, the Prima Godim, is kind of pulling a fast one on us. Because the Prima Godim is bringing a raya against the Shach and Sifkatin Yud Zayin from the Shach and Sifkatin Yud Tes and the Shach and Sifkatin Yud Tes. And presumably, even if the Shach would have forgotten anything in right, from one Sifkatin to the next, he ain't forgetting. Especially if we're talking about the Shach, no? The Shach doesn't forget anything. Ko Razel, honestly. So, what exactly is going on, right? Assuming that the Shach is not speaking only within the Isser v'Heter, which is ma'od lo b'mashman, his words. So there's a number of mahalchim in the Achrayim. The Dogam Merivava says that the case in Se'if Gimel is talking about a maducha. A maducha is worse than a regular davar charif case because the maducha always is grinding spices, and therefore the maducha has the din like we have in Hilchos Pesach of a besa'ar. A besa'ar is an area that has a lot of sourdough on it, and that area, mamish, itself becomes charif because there's always charif there, and therefore in Hilchos Pesach we can't really be machshir a besa'ar. Right? Says the Dogomei Revava, Hocha, in this case of Se'if Gimel, has the din of a Besa'ar because you're always grinding the Tavlan there. The Aruch HaShulchan says something similar, that maybe Al Yedei Chatichos Merubos, it's Bilei Amur, than Al Yedei just one Chaticha. It's almost similar to what we saw in the Taz, the Al Yedei Iruyos Harbe, it's Bilei Amur. Comes along the Badei HaShulchan, he says, I don't understand any of this, because these are svaros that they are making up themselves, and kayadua, the Badei HaShulchan would never make up a svara on his own. So what's the pshat over here? How come the Shach is make on davar charif yavesh, yet in Se'if Gimel, by the tavlin, by the melach, and the maducha, were machmir, despite the fact that it seems like those things are yavesh? So the best pshat that I saw over here, the pshat I like the best, is that maybe in a Se'if Gimel, you're not grinding mamish dry things. Maybe you're adding some moisture to it in order for it to grind. Mashallah hadavardoma. Years ago when I was learning mikvahos in the Kollel, so Rabbi Willig took us up to Muncie to watch the way they were working to dig a new mikvah. And they were trying to actually make a mikveh out of a mayon, which meant that they were digging very, very deep. And if you want to dig very deep, you can't just use a plain drill bit because the friction will cause sparks and you'll like light the entire community on fire. So what you do is you have to wet the drill bit in order to dig down. Sometimes if you're worried about a lot of friction, you have to moisten that thing that you are using. That's the basic yesod, no? It could be that the maducha, the way the Beis Meir is saying it, is that the maducha involves grinding these spices. The spices otherwise would be yavesh, but in this context, I am using a lot of moisture on the spices to make them somewhat lach, to enable the grinding to happen. That's a metzias distinction. Another way of saying the distinction, it might be very similar to what we were mentioning before from the Aruch HaShulchan, that Dicha Harbin is different than Dicha one time, but it's not like what the Taz was saying, that just doing the same thing again and again and again causes more of an issue. Rather, the Pshat is that a Davar Lach has the Kayach of a Davar Charif, and all the Dinim of Davar Charif apply when it's Lach. It could be that Al Yedei, much grinding, liquid actually comes out of that ginger, no? Is that true? My understanding is that even things that appear very solid, if you grind it enough, you can make it into a liquid. Mashallah mahadavar dome, carrot juice. Lefes. Oh, sifei, lefes, no? A carrot juice. How do you make carrot juice? I understand how you get orange juice. It's like moist on the inside, no? Even an apple, it tastes a little bit moist. A carrot sounds pretty hard, no? Doesn't seem... What? A cooked carrot absorbs liquid. How do you make carrot juice in a blender? The answer is when you grind it enough, the solid thing becomes a liquid. Maybe that's the site of the maducha, that real liquid is coming out. I don't know. Maybe that's the pshat, the way the shach would learn it. With salt, I think it certainly is true, that salt does leave off a certain liquidy residue, no? Don't know. Okay, not sure what to do with this, but this is the din of Davar Charif. Yavesh Badei HaShulchan, as is his wont, in Sifkaten Nun Beis, the Badei HaShulchan is Machmir, that Davar Charif Yavesh has a din of Davar Charif, despite the fact that this is not the Pashtus in the Shach. Once we're talking about Davar Charif and losing its Charifos status, what about Davar Charif Shenis Basheil? Davar Charif Shenis Basheil. So the end of the Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Gimel. Ayin Tshuva Sadoini Avi Zakeni Panem Me'iros Nira Depshita Lei Decho Davar Charif Shenis Basheil Pakar Chorfei Ayin Shom. It's not Charif anymore after you cook it. All Davar Charif. The Be'er Yaakov says that no, Nira B'chush, that even Davar Charif that is cooked still has the din of a Davar Charif. Unless you know for sure that it gets sweet like Betzalim. If there's other Tzadam Mohakel, he quotes, that the Be'er Yaakov feels that you could be Megel. So Davar Charif that gets cooked, whether it has the status of Charif, b'cha'ora, it's hakolafi re'os eine hamora. It depends whether it's sharp or not. A few years ago, Rabbi Eitan Schnau was my rabbinic intern, and I was in Eretz Yisrael giving bechinas for YU, and my wife with like all of the kids like floating around the house, she cooked some ginger in a pot, and after the in a frying pan, and after the ginger had been cooking for a while, she inserted a, I guess like a ladle of sorts of the ruling gender into that, not ladle, you know, like a spatula, thing that you insert in a frying pan. She inserted the spatula of the ruling gender into the pan where the ginger was cooking. So you're cooking ginger, let's say in the flay shake pan, and then you insert the ladle. So then she calls Rabbi Shnal to ask him the Shaila. So it's hard to be Megel, no? It's a Davar Charif that's cooking in a fleshik pot. It's mamish fleshik. You stick the milchik thing in while it's cooking, right? It's mamish treif. No? That messes up the whole supper. So, Rabbi Schnell didn't know what to do. My wife had to start supper again. He called me the next day or something to ask me. So I asked him, I said, like, what about when ginger has been cooking for a while? Does it sweeten? So I don't know the mitzvahs. No, so there is a type of candy, like ginger candy. Now,
candy.
What makes it sweet? Is what makes it sweet the fact that there's a lot, it's like a telzer chakira. Is what makes it sweet the fact that there's a lot of sugar? Or is what makes it sweet the fact that it's cooked? Does ginger, when it's cooked, lose its sharpness? I think Rabbi Schnell is right. I think the mitzvah is it doesn't really lose its sharpness. Onions, when they're cooked, mamish lose their sharpness, no? Whenever someone asks you an onion, Shaila, I'm cooking an onion in a frying pan and I stuck a milchik thing in, you have to ask them, how long were the onions cooking before you stuck it in, no? If the onions have been cooking for a certain amount of time, right, so l'cha'ora, and basically it means once the onions become really translucent, then the onions are sweeter. And once they're sweeter, so they should not have the din of davar charif kimavur in the kimavur in this piskei tshuva sof sif katan dalad. Okay, weiter. So that is what we have in Se'if Beis. Se'if Gimel speaks about Tavon Shniduchin B'Meducha. The Mechaber, for some mysterious reason, writes that the Meducha is Ben Yomo. Everyone and their uncle, reading Shachtaz Gra, jump up and down and they spit wooden nickels. And they say, my dear Mechaber, how come you're quoting that it's a Meducha that's Ben Yomo, right? L'cha'ora, even if the Meducha is Eino Ben Yomo, it should create a problem. So, that's an issue. That's an issue. Ubefrat, the Shachtaz ask that Lahalon in Simin Kuf Gimel Se'if Vav, the Mechaber says Beferish, that if I cook a Davar Charif in a Imsamu Pilpulim Bekaderishal Isser She'in the Bas Yaima Hakol Aser, Dechorfi Mashvi Leil Shevach. The Kaderish in the Bas Yaima, and I put Pilpulim in, it all becomes Aser. So isn't that so, sir, over here, where the Mechaber only says it by Kedera Bas Yoma, and it's if Aleph, the Mechaber had two opinions. So what's the pshat? So, the Shach, in Sif Cutting Your Test, based on this, says, you know what, the Rambam is right, the Mechaber is wrong, and it is true even if it's a Kedera She'ina Bas Yoma, and we don't know what the Mechaber is talking about. That's basically what the Shach writes. The Taz just blieb shver. The Reb Kiva Eger over here has two answers. Reb Kiva Eger's answer one is that in Simon Kuf Gimel we're talking about a case of Isser. I have a treif pot, and I'm cook treif eno ben yom my pot, and I'm cooking pilpul on that treif eno ben yom pot. So b'kahai gavna, since it's a din of Isser, it's not barnat of Isser on some level. So therefore, I'm going to be machmir even if it's eno ben yomo. But over here, with a meducha of basar, so the issue at hand is a basar b'cholav shayla. It's not a naparnat of iser shayla. So that's why I'm going to be make all over here unless it is ben yomo. That's Reb Kiva Eger's first answer. Reb Kiva Eger's second answer is that lahalon and kuf gimel, I'm speaking about lahalon and kuf gimel, I am speaking about cooking a davar charif. Cooking is more likely that the iser will leave. So the eno ben yomai becomes a problem. Over here, when it's a duchka de sakina shayla, not with cooking, so it's less likely to be a problem. That's the second answer of Reb Kiva Eger. The Gra has an answer which sounds to me like the Gra's maskim that Yavesh is not a full-fledged davar charif, no? Zak the Gra in Os Yud Gimel in the Likut, that since the Tavlin are a davar Yavesh, So Memela, it's only going to be an issue when it's Ben Yoimai. And that's the Pshat in the Mechaber. So be it as it may, there are a number of Yishuvim for the Mechaber. In the Shiras Hayom, at the bottom of page 243, he has like three other Yishuvim. I don't like most of them, but one of them actually that I do like a little bit is that since the Mechaber in Se'if Aleph quoted two opinions, whether Eino Ben Yomo creates an issue by Davar Charef, so the Mechaber doesn't see a need to keep on quoting those same two Shitos. So in Kuf Gimel doesn't quote two Shitos, over here doesn't quote two Shitos, right? In each place he quotes a different Shita because that's the Derech of the Mechaber. Again, I don't know enough about the Derech and the Mechaber is to see if that's correct, but he quotes that Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef said that also. Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef is very into like the Kolim in Maran Haber. So I think Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, by the way, Paskin, that you have to vote for Shas today. Very surprising, no? Okay, we'll just leave it like that. La halacha, I have to admit, Chata Ayin Yimazker Hayom, I am not voting for Shas today. Okay?
I have a tour.
Huh?
I have
a
tour.
It's an issue. Mamish a problem, no?
We should take our share at some.
Halavai. That would be awesome. Okay? Now, the Ramah writes that even if the Meducha is Eino Bas Yomo, it's a problem. Comes along the Beis Meir with like the biggest Chiddush in Judaism. The Beis Meir says that when the Ramah says Eino Bas Yomai is going to be a problem, the Ramah doesn't mean that it's mamish a problem. The Ramah means that l'chatchila you should be choshish that Eino Bas Yomai is going to be a problem. But Bidi Eved, for example, he writes b'midi d'shriach shechatchu b'tzalam b'sakin chayleves v'nosnu b'kedera shal basar mistam asakin Eino Ben Yomai m'bli es kli rishon k'dekayim alon stam kelam Eino Ben Yomai. Right, I cut an onion with a milchik knife, presumably the knife is not Ben Yomo. Ubefrat, that a knife might not really be milchig because you usually use a milchik knife when it is cold, right? What hot items you cut with a milchik knife? Maybe pizza. But even pizza, if you have a separate pizza thing, what hot items you cut with a milchik knife?
Lasagna.
Maybe. Unless I don't cut lasagna with a knife at all. What I do with my lasagna is I take a ladle and I stir it out. Right? I think this is like Derech Yisrael Sava, that we don't cut lasagna with a knife. Right? So, it's entirely shayach that your milchik knife is not at all milchik. So he says, therefore you could be make on an onion that's cut with a milchig knife and then goes into a fleshig pat, because when the Ramah over here says that we're machra and Eino Ben Yomai, the Ramah doesn't mean it. Ramah means that we should be choshesh l'chatchila. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the biggest kula in Judaism, no? Now, it seems to me that the Derech HaMorei HaRa'ah is not to follow this Beis Meir, but once we have our additional Snif L'Hakol, like we spoke about, of stainless steel, so then Ken Zayin B'Tziruf, the Beis Meir, and the stainless steel, so then maybe, like Rav Shechter thought this might be a Milsa, a Davar HaTamo L'Rab, so maybe you shouldn't give this P'sak, but it could be that the P'sak is not so crazy. Maybe. But this is true only on the Davar Charef clapping the Nat Bar Nat issue of Davar Charef. No? Remember, there are three issues in a Davar Charef. There's Davar Charef like the Tznon in the Gemara in Chulin that it absorbs. There's Davar Charef that it absorbs and Machlo Shevach, even a Davar She'eino Ben Yomai. And then there is a Davar Charef al Tznat Bar Nat. The Beis Meir is only being made on the Nat Bar Nat of Davar Charef when it's Eino Ben Yomo. Again, that's a pretty standard case, I'd assume, but it's not Meiko in Gansen on the din of Davar Charef Kayodua. So that's what we have in Se'if Gimel. Se'if Dalet. Sifdalet, blemishes. So there's a lashon in the Shabbalei Halakha that the time of lemons, that you cut many different lemons and you're buying a whole bag of lemons, so the time of the treif knife will come off easy. Pardon me. The time of the treif knife will come off in the first few cuts of the lemon. It's going to all end up being batel, so therefore everything is fine. The Bani Hashofen is your whole cheshbon about how this happens and what, how many lemons you need, whatever it is, the size of the knife. I mean, this is the type of math that I'm not so excited about. But okay, that's what the din of lemons is. The Ramah quotes that the minhag ha'olam in some places is that you eat kruv, which you call kompost. It's like basically sauerkraut, I think. No? It's cabbage, kruv, that becomes sour, and it's cut by goyim. The minhag ha'olam is that they make on the kompost. Nonetheless, there are places that they're machmir, and they shouldn't change their minhag. But shar devarim, you should not be machmiran. Adkan. Now, we have to understand what's the rationale behind the Shabbalei Halakhet to be mako on the lemons. It's but on the first few cuts. So how come I don't say that by Chiltis? That's but on the first few cuts. So the Shach quotes on the Bach that fundamentally only Chiltis is Machalei L'Shabach. Lemons are not a full, or lemons are not a davar charef. Nor of us, a lemon that's cut with a knife, you have to worry that the shamnunas agabi hasakin goes into that lemon. But all the shamnunas will come off in the first and second cut. The Bach understands that the issue at hand is that the dirty knife doesn't have the ability, there's not that much dirt on the dirty knife. A dirty knife is mostly clean. So however much dirt there is in the dirty knife, that dirt, that chamnunas, will come off in cuts one and cut two. That's what the Bach says. The Shach says, I don't like this, because the Lashon of the Shabbalei Halakhet does not sound this way. Shabbalei Halakhet sounds like the lemons are taking some of the time out of the knife. Rather, the Shach says that a lemon is not a full-fledged davar charif, and the lemon only has the kayach to take some of the time out of the knife, not to take all of the time out of the knife. Therefore, the lemon will not take out the time that's deeply embedded. It will only take out the time that is somewhat close to the surface. And that amount of time that will come out of the lemon will be bought on the first few cuts. That's what it says in the Shach. Yes, sir.
How does the Bach differentiate between Chiltis and...
So the Bach says a Chiltis is super sharp. Remember, we had the Svara of... Rabbeinu Yechiel, Maharam of Rittenberg, the only Chiltis is really sharp enough to create a problem, nothing else. So, okay. So sign, only Chiltis. Right? Even though generally we're Machmir and other things, but the Bach feels that the Chumr by other things is only out to the surface level, the Shamnunas on the Sakin. Alternatively, the Bach is just saying that a lemon is not charef kihuzet. And the only concern is the shamnunas agabi asak. I think the second pshat is more accurate within the Bach. That the lemon is not at all charef, and you're just worried about the dirt on the knife. Oh. Then the Shach goes on to discuss what about zaysim? Are zaysim considered charef? The Shach brings a raya from the Gemara in Erevin that Amr Yonah l'fnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu yihi mizon osai meruim kizayis, right? Bidei ribono shel olam, and they shouldn't be sweet. Bidei basar v'dam. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Erevin. You see from this Shach, I think, that the Shach is equating the din of Mar with the din of Charef, no? Rav Shechter likes to quote from Yehuda Felix, it's coming up very soon, Pesach. Pesach is coming up. And on Pesach we have a mitzvah to eat Mar. And traditionally, Orthodox Jews in Europe ate horseradish as Mar. Felix, in an article in the Chai V'Tzoy Meach, and actually there is a journal that Yeshiva printed called Gesher in the 1970s, which was the forerunner of the Torah Ma'adr journal. It was edited at that time by Alan Brill. So the Gesher journal has an article by a fellow Schaefer, where this fellow maintains that horseradish is not the murrah at all. Horseradish, by the way, got its name in a very weird sort of way. In German, horseradish is called Meer Reitach. People who spoke English understood Meer as in M-A-R-E, and hence it became horseradish, Meer Reitach. It's a complete mistake in translation. In many parts of Europe, they couldn't eat lettuce. They didn't have lettuce. They didn't have the real types of murr, so they ate horseradish. Schaefer and Professor Felix maintain that horseradish is something that is sharp as opposed to bitter. And horseradish, we know, was not the murr that was found in the time of the Gemara, right? When the Ramah writes that kol midi mar you could eat. So could be that even horseradish does not count, and therefore you should not have horseradish as murr. The nafkamina, by the way, is that some people like to be frum, and they like to have both lettuce and horseradish to be yotzei murr. It's a nice thing to be frum, but if you mix the two together, you have to run the risk that the tam horseradish is going to be mevatel the tam lettuce, which is the real murr, and you won't be mekayim in the mitzvah at all, no? Right, the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim discusses, right, the possibility that the Dovar HaRashus, or it seems to be in Maskana, the Dovar HaRashus will be mevatel the Dvar Mitzvah. It only helps if you hold that they're both murr, and even then, if they're both murr, you may as well need a full shear of each. To combine them, Hechatesi, you should do so. Again, do you have to be machmir in this? Murr is the Rabbanon? I don't know. But Nir Lafian the Estate, Shemidivre Hashach Lafaneinu, we see against what Rav Shachter quotes from Schaefer and Felix. Because the Shach is equating a Dover Mar, like a Zayas, the Shach is equating it to a Dover Chorath, no? And the Shach is saying that maybe the Zayas is more Chorath than the lemon. So Mar and Chorath is the same. Now it could be. It could be that the two deos in the Shach about the status of Zayas relates to this. I'm not sure, but at least Al Koponim, one opinion in the Shach is that Mar and Chorif is one and the same. So Halacha L'Maisa, and Se'if Dalet, the Ramah says that we are Mekol, where the minhag ha'olam is to be meko on the lemons. The Shach understands that the reason to be meko on the lemons is the lemon is not a full-fledged davar charif. And because it's not a full-fledged davar charif, it can't remove the balua that's deeply embedded in the knife. It can only remove balua that's somewhat embedded in the knife, and that amount of balua will come off in the first and second one. Now, how do you know what's considered a full-fledged davar charif and what's not? It's not at all clear. But l'cha'ora, and Rabbi Ike told me that some of the poskim say this lashon. He thought the Pesachei Tshuva says it. I don't remember seeing in the Pesachei Tshuva. But it could be that a full-fledged davar charif is something you can't eat on its own. A lemon, you can eat on its own. No? People eat lemons. Now, I don't know if that hagdar is correct. My grandfather, Zafran Lavracha, was an old European Jew. He used to eat an onion for lunch. Now, it could be he just didn't want people in his place of work to be near him. That's entirely possible. But my grandfather used to eat plain onions. His breakfast was plain cottage cheese, his lunch was plain onions. Don't ask. He lived to like 90-something, so apparently it worked. But I think old European Jews would eat plain onions. And yet onions is assumed to be more charif than lemon. Unless what, most people don't eat it? I don't know.
A cheese based on the generation?
Can sign. It's entirely possible. Yeah. Don't know. But B'Kitzar Masa, within this Ramah, the Ramah, the Pashtus is saying that the Minika Olam is only to be machmir by the kruv, not by the lemons. Is there any svar to be mechalik between kruv and lemons? The Taz writes in Sifkatin Yud Beis, no svar to be mechalik, that if you're meko on kruv, you make on lemons, machmir and kruv, machmir and lemons are all the same. The Tzvilat Tzadik, that is the Rebbe Reb Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin, it's, apparently he knew how to learn, he made it to the Shulchan Aruch, so the Rebbe Reb Tzadik says that the distinction between the kruv that people are machmir on and the lemons that they're making on is because a kruv is likely to have bugs in it. I remember when I spent a summer in Kishinev like 25 years ago, so the camp refused to serve anything with cabbage in it because all the cabbage in Moldova was infested. I don't fully understand it because cabbage is a waxy food, no? And waxy foods, you could solve the infestation issue by just rinsing it in a stream of water. Anything that's waxy, all the bugs will come off, no? You just cut off the bottom where the bugs embed themselves, and then you rinse it off. So I don't fully chap, but okay. That the Tzvilat Tzadik is saying that kruv has an issue. The Prima Godim in Sifse Das Chav is bothered by another kasha. The Rebbe Reb Yonason Eibshitz is bothered by the same kasha. He says, I don't understand. How can you tell me that lemon, the issue is going to be bought on the cut number one and cut number two? Whenever I cut the lemon with the knife, that amount of lemon becomes treif al tchanan b'shari surim. And then that should give its treifness back into the knife, so you're never going to have less treifness. Because the knife is always bleya from the lemon. So, the Prima Godim and the Rebbe Reb Yonason both suggest that maybe a Dover Harf doesn't have the kaya to be mafan to mavliya ka'achas, similar to what we saw in the Ramah with the respect to the din of Ivory. The Prima Godim says, I don't like that at all, why not? So the Prima Godim elsewhere, the Prima Godim over here in the Mishnah itself says a different answer. The Prima Godim says that maybe the reason why we're making on the lemons is because you really have lemon juice, not real lemons. And by lemon juice, even if there's chanan, right, but b'diyeved or b'makam hefzid, I'm not going to say chanan or malach balach. So therefore, I don't have to worry about chanan by the lemons, but by the kruv, I have to worry about chanan. By the sauerkraut, I have to worry about chanan. That is what the Prima Godim suggests in the Mishpitzel Sifkotin Yud Beis. There's an interesting taz over here, right? You remember all the jokes about what's worse than finding a worm in your apple? Finding half a worm in your apple, no? Isn't that like the standard joke that you told in second grade and you thought you were so funny? Yeah, I think it's pretty poshut. I actually still think the joke is funny. But the Taz over here talks about finding half a worm. He's talking about finding half a worm and half an apple, which is that you cut finding half a worm and half a tznayin, when you cut a tznayin with a tola in it. So what happens over there? So the Taz says that in his opinion, it's mutter ayidei klipa. It's mutter ayidei klipa. Kidei klipa is the only thing that answers. Now, one second. We saw davar charif, right? The Rosh assumed it's kidei klipa. The Rav holds kidei netil. The Rashba holds bekulo. How come over here we're relying on kidei klipa? So it could be that there's some shaila in this case as to whether it's really going to be a problem. And the shaila is as follows. This is the way I'm understanding the Taz. It could be that the din of davar charif, that it takes a nosin tan lefgam and makes it l'shevach, that's only if it is nosin tam, if it's the balua. But when you have a dover be'en, that is pogame, so it could be that dover charif doesn't have the kayach to take out the pegima from the be'en and make that into l'shevach. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Samach Tes speaks about the famous case of the achbara b'shichra and the achbara b'chala, no? Le'achbar in that Gemara sounds like it's more of a squirrel than a mouse, whatever it is, but the achbar ends up in the beer. So the Gemara discusses it, nosin tan of gam, and not nosin tan of gam, etc. Right? Dabar charif. Why? Who cares? If it's nosin tan of gam, doesn't dabar charif bring it out? Teretz is, says the somebody over here, it says the Prima Gadim in the Mishpitzos, Os Yud Gimel, says the Prima Gadim, maybe Darva Charif only has the Kayach to work on Balua, it doesn't have the Kayach to work on the Be'en. Now, Min Hasvara, I don't understand why this would be true. No? If a Darva Charif can take bad tasting stuff and poof! Make it good tasting, why would that not work on Be'en? So, Demzach Vashteich Nisht. However, the Raya from the Gemara, I think, is a pretty strong Raya. Okay, there are a number of other dinim that we haven't really spoken about in Davar Charif. Perhaps we should discuss in the Beis Medrash just very quickly. If I cut an onion with a milchik knife on the flesh of cutting board, ayin ba'di ashokhan sif katin zayin. If I, what fruits are considered davar charif? Is a pineapple charif? Yeah, probably the same charif as a lemon. Probably all citrus fruits are the same charif as a lemon, although sweet oranges, I'd assume not. Are leeks davar charif? Creation pashtus are leeks. No? Our leeks are pretty sweet. Why would they be charif?
Our leeks usually
cooked. Our leeks are usually cooked, but even if the leeks are not cooked. They're not so... Shallots and leeks are not particularly charif. I don't know. Scallions. Are scallions charif? Again, there's like a lot of these types of detailed issues. Personally, I'm inclined to say that we're done with Sadivav. Okay, Chavra, we should go on that one.